Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Additionally, by the Gab Radio Network.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good.
The late, great James Brown, the godfather of soul, bringing us back 23 after the hour. As long as I'm doing the show, we're going to have some James. I can promise you that. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with Deb Norman. She's the Strategic Partnership Manager for Homestead Senior Care. Homestead.com, is that right, Deb?
Yes.
So check them out. And yep. Deb, we're talking about elder care folks in the workplace, the issues that are coming up in the workplace, whether it be an actual employee who's an elder who needs care, that's happening, or that you're faced with, or your employee has an elder spouse or a spouse, elder or not, who needs care, or because that happens sometimes. Could be, you know, not be elderly. Neither one of them are elderly, or an elderly or an employee who has, and this is happening more and more and more. Just the way of things, and so talk to small business owners out there and tell them what to look for, tell them how to respond, how to react, how to behave, how should we deal with these issues when they present themselves.
Okay, well, I believe that employers really need to take some action, and one of the things that I would suggest, first of all, this is kind of a new norm in the workplace, and oftentimes an employee or a person going through that doesn't even self-identify themselves as a caregiver.
Right.
So, you know, first of all, be on the lookout for that. And we believe it's really important, and we've mentioned this before, about giving them some flexibility to be able to take care of themselves or to be able to take care of their loved one. We also believe that you should be able to provide them expert information on all things aging, about chronic conditions. Homestead has a fabulous program for that called Help for Working Caregivers. And never stop marketing and talking about it to your employees. And what do I mean by that? It's really keeping it out there offering maybe even you could bring in have a workshop or a webinar. Homestead's always helpful to come in and do lunch and learns or things like that. And so we just believe that, attracting and keeping valuable employees is essential to remaining competitive. Well, and so
I'd like to throw some things out that I learned.
Absolutely.
These are things, if you've got employees who are dealing with caregiver, they're the caregivers, or a loved one is on their mind a lot. There's some things that I learned dealing with both of my parents that just helped me a lot. And one of them is that there are no wrong decisions. They're only the decision that you have to make today.
Right.
And you have to make it today. So make it. And I mean, I know people wring their hands. Oh, is it going this? Is it that? You know what? You have a decision to make today. Make it. There's when you're, especially if your parents are end of life, if your family member is end of life, meaning, you know, a year or so or whatever, there are no wrong decisions. You got to make them and move on, because there's going to be another one coming up tomorrow.
That's right. Yeah. You know, our CEO has a quote that says, when you get right down to it, you have 9 months to prepare for the birth of a child.
Yeah.
But it feels like you have about 9 seconds to prepare for a crisis with loved one.
Yeah.
And we believe that employers have a major role in supporting their employees, whether it's planned or unplanned, senior care needs.
Well, I'll tell you, I don't know whether you're a big tough guy or a lady. This brings you down.
Yeah.
Dealing with elderly parents.
Yes.
And they're in their life. It is the great equalizer.
Yes.
I don't care how big and tough you think you are. It will bring you down to a base level. Where you and I promise you, I don't care how stoic you are, you need somebody to talk to.
Exactly. Yeah. I was just talking to someone yesterday that said they were planning and trying to plan what his mother should do towards the end of her life. And the thing is it's different for every person. There's no one answer.
Right.
You know, there's just no one answer. We actually encourage our employees to try to be proactive in planning and starting these conversations maybe sooner before that happens.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
it's important to internalize the concept of end of life. Even if your loved one isn't there, mm-hmm. it's important to understand that there is a thing and a process called end of life.
Right.
And once you get to that point, then just hold on.
Right. And, you know, really dying is part of living.
That's right.
It's just the end of living.
Yeah.
Yeah. And everybody has their way of see that out.
So these are the things, but this kind of conversation, this kind of training, this is something you guys offer?
Yes. We have a program called Help for Working Caregivers. It's a private portal all about all things aging, caregiving. It has solutions that really help put an employee's mind and heart at ease because they can find solutions. They can talk to experts through this 24/7 resource line. They can pick up and talk to someone and find community resources if that's what they need.
Give us that website again, Deb.
Yeah, that website is inquiries.helpforworkingcaregivers.com. But, Jim, I'm happy if people want to email me, I can send that to them or other information.
Go ahead. Give it to her quickly.
Yep. dnorman@homesteadinc.com.
Okay. Hey, Deb, thanks for being
here. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.